And the straight little planks to put around.
Are they flat at the top or pointed?
It's pointed, some of them pointed, most of them.
Do you call it the same thing according to whether it's nailed together or sort of woven?
Picket fence, yes.
Picket fence either way. Mm-hmm. I see. What about the sort of a twisted wire fence that,
that's the barbed wire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about a kind of fence made out of wood that you might have around a farm, especially old-fashioned kind of
wrench? Is that what they call it? Wrench. Wrench fence, I think. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. What does that look like?
It's, well, they have posts so far, I don't know what, how far, and the one will come down from this post down to the next one and cross right here in the middle. Most of them do.
So sort of X?
Yes. But now they have a board all the way across the top and one at the bottom, and then they put this one, like these legs here, make put one here and go up to there, and one and come up to here and make some X down.
Did you ever see an old fence that would go like this?
Yes, I have.
In and out?
Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Do you remember what that was called?
No, I don't.
What about some? Did you ever see anyone take some loose rock or stone, maybe that was, you might get from a field, and build a fence or a wall out of that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, yeah. And if you had a good set of dishes, chances are they'd be made out of
china.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
Egg.
Uh-huh.
No.
What would you call that? An egg made out of this material.
Out of china.
Uh-huh. Do you ever what about you put in a hen's nest to fool her and make her start laying?
A false egg?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one made out of this china?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever hear of a nest egg or anything like that?
Yes. You leave one in the nest. When you gather the eggs, you leave one egg in there. They call that the nest egg.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you never bought anything that looked like an egg?
No, not put in the hen nest.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Pail or bucket.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
What if it's something made out of cedar? You'd call it a
wooden water bucket.
Okay. And what might you use to carry food to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And say if you had some, went outside and cut some flowers, you'd keep them inside in a
called a bouquet.
Okay. When you put them in a
vase.
Okay. What would you call the container that you use to plant some flowers in to grow in your house?
Flower pots.
Okay. And if you set the table, you'd put by everyone's plate, you'd put a
fork, a knife, and a spoon.
Okay. And say if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you say you might have to put out steak?
Knives.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she what them in clear water?
Scolds them.
Okay, or another word you might use, then she?
Wrench them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish cloth.
Okay. And when you're drying?
Dish towel.
Okay. And the thing that you use to bathe your face with?
Bath towel.
Okay. What about the smaller thing that you use?
Face towel.
Okay, but when you're taking a bath, you use a